25th Street used to be a thriving business district with a mix of storefronts serving the surrounding Sanger Heights neighborhood. They called it the Silk Stocking District. It was well known for its mansions, shopping, and entertainment, dominated by the 25th Street Theater and its towering neon marquee. Trey Concilio works with the Texas Museum of Theater and Broadcast, which recently got partial ownership of the building. He says there are a lot of Wacoans with memories of the 25th Street Theater.
If you've been here your entire life, such as myself, you get it. There's a certain connection to that theater that is, hypnotic, not the word, but it's kind of trance. It's kind of got a hold on you if you were ever at that theater.
The theater opened in the late 1940s. It was pretty popular. It was the only theater in Waco to project 70mm film, but it's fallen on hard times. It closed its doors in 1992 after becoming a dance club for almost a decade, and it's been abandoned since then. Concilio says the building is still structurally sound, but the inside will have to be completely gutted.
It's gonna have to be stripped down to structural. All the cosmetic stuff inside will have to be stripped down to structural and then put back. Because of just the slow leaks of water leaks from the roof.
Concilio says the group has already purchased another 70mm projector and is refurbishing classic theater seating. The space won't show movies full-time, but the space will be used as a mixed-use event center and show movies occasionally. Sanger Heights has changed quite a bit since its Silk Stocking days. The neighborhood's storefronts are still there, but the mix of businesses has been replaced by a variety of car repair shops. The nice houses remain too, but many are in disrepair. Some fell victim to last year's string of arsons in North Waco. Fernando Arroyo is the president of the Sanger Heights Neighborhood Association. He says the theater will help draw attention to the neighborhood's better qualities.
To preserve something like that would mean to take interest in and sharing the stories that our neighborhood has developed over time. I'm hopeful that if folks can come together who have both ideas, resources, and willingness to work, that something rich could come out of it.
As far as an opening date, Concilio says that depends on fundraising. More detailed plans for the theater will come later this summer. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Ryland Barton.